Bruce is gone. Lisa's gone. Jack's gone. Any public comment?
Sure. I'm Rob Schmidt, Director of Facilities. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to come in and tell Dave and Rob about how great of a job they did for me for my work program system. Back in the fall, we were going to hire it out with a company called E-Maintenance. Never could get on the same page with E-Maintenance. We had prices all the way from $8,000 to $120,000. We needed something specific to what we do. We were able to get with Dave Parazon and Vince Valeria and one other gentleman, and his name slips me. But they worked last month or so on getting us a program. It's exactly what we need. Today we actually put it in the maintenance foreman's hands as well as the building engineer. They're working through the bugs, but it's going to be exactly what we need, and it saved the county some money. So I just wanted to stop in and tell these guys thanks, and Dave's been great to
So it was a program that you were looking to implement for facilities?
Yes.
And you went out and got some bids, and they were $8 to $120?
Yes. And we actually were approved for the $8,000 bid, and it was a company out of Florida, South Florida. They were hit by the hurricane, destroyed their whole operation, and they couldn't meet our timeline, and they had all these different issues going on, and it was still much more than what we needed. We just need a simple system, and these guys were able to put that together for us. And it's all going to be on a smartphone, so everybody carries a smartphone anyway. They'll be able to sign off on the job. We'll be able to track it. We'll be able to schedule maintenance through it.
Prop, did you charge him?
No.
So I just wanted to come in and say
we're always supporting customer service. That's what I try and instill, is that we are here to support all the other departments.
Well, I guess so. That's the kind of question. Why wouldn't everybody come to you first before going out to bid?
We did. Right after I came here, I said, where's our work program system? Our work program system consisted of a notebook with notes in it. And it was being transferred from room to room to room. Nobody really knew what was in it. And I could bring over the jail book, and it's just totally amazing how we were tracking work before this. So whenever I first came on, I said, you know, can you guys help me? And they showed me a couple different programs that they were working with, and it wasn't Dave. And I'm glad that I finally got to Dave, because the first guy told us, yeah, this is what we have, either use it or don't use it. Well, that was about a year ago. You know, back in November, I got with Dave, and he said, well, we can do that. We'll do something custom for you. And 3 weeks later, it was custom. It's exactly what we needed.
But this is my point, right? So why wouldn't we figure out a way to communicate to others that if there's requests like this, that they
come through
here? But again, there's a resource. I mean, it's just...
Don't answer too much.
Since I've been here...
But you know what I mean. It's,
there's so many things that I would ask questions and say, well, we don't do that, or we don't do this, or we don't... It was a lack of communication. So John has been running this steering committee, and we've been... all the department heads have been getting together and talking about what we need. And, you know, we're getting on the same page. Hiring procedure. I just hired a painter, and I specifically asked, okay, what's the procedure for hiring a painter? It's the first person I hired, and I was told to do as the practice has been. Well, there was no standard practice. I asked three different people and got three different answers. So now, since John's here and Mr. Cooper, they both give me direction, and now there's a procedure.
And we I was. Linda, the purchasing director over there, I think as far as the county board departments, they all come through you, Linda? She's asking about people, if they're going to be ordering software or something, why don't they come through the IT first? But you got an eye out for anything like that that goes through your department. I know we've talked about that, but not everyone goes through her department. I think for the most part, county board departments, but not elected offices, they might go straight to the auditor's
office. They'll go out. They don't have to come through us, but as a rule, yeah, all the board offices come through us and not direct them. As a matter of fact, Dave's working on a project for me to customize our website for RFQs and bids and that sort of thing.
And a purchase order.
It's just another procedure.
Don't give the books.
Yeah, it's based on Lake Counties. It's Lake Counties, right?
Yeah.
It's based on Lake Counties, yeah.
Lake County.
I've met their purchasing director.
So, okay, I don't want to derail the meeting.
Go ahead. What the hell?
So again, we come back to all the county departments can do this, but elected officials don't have to. Well, sometimes maybe we need to show them the way.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought is on some of these purchases, right, especially if we can come through here and buy it on a bulk program or through some contract where you can save money and they've gone out and done it where they didn't save money, we need to show them the way. And I don't know, you know, it doesn't make sense to me why a county official, elected or not, wouldn't want to figure out a way to do it cheaper.
The only problem
they want to save money. We need to lead them to discovery.
They've already went out to get their bids or even already purchased the software before we even are aware of it.
But
it's kind of hindsight at that point.
But
why?
To your point, we are meeting all the county board offices. We have a smaller group weekly called Steering Committee. We do a monthly one with all of them. And then Bruce Cooper will be rolling that out to the elected officials. But you're right, though. It's communication is what we talked about. Communication, standardization, and there was another word I threw out there. But that's the whole goal, is the communication part and sharing best practices.
So that's it, right? It's in the past, if they didn't do it, that's fine. Hindsight is 20/20. But going forward, if you're creating a program and you're sharing it with just the departments, you know, share it with the elected officials. If they choose not to read it, that's their choice. And if they choose not to use it and it's to their benefit, then it's going to impact their budget. And if we can find some savings and they don't use it, then I'm sure that could be used against them somehow, right? But I mean, it's like it makes no sense to me that we wouldn't try to reach out to them and share the information in some kind of a...
That's a great segue for what Damon was going to show, if he could jump ahead.
Go ahead.
And do his...
Oh, wow.
Can I see the remote for the TV?
No, I got it.
Okay. So this here is next generation for us of Dave's work. I would like to see this across all the departments, including the elected officials. And I think you'll understand why everybody shows it. This was all developed in-house, too.
This is didn't know a better name for it, but keep track of cars and vehicles and whatever. This is basically the department's list of vehicles. This is ours. If a user would want to check it out, they just click check out. And the system knows that I have a car checked out, and it's saying you need to check one in before you can check one out again. So I will put in the same mileage. If another user checks in, would be on the other screen, it will show that car as being out and unavailable. So I'll check it back in.
It knows who you are by your IP address, so you don't have to fill anything out. It already says Rob Dorman.
So you created this program?
Yeah.
It does reservations. So if you want to check the car out tomorrow from 2 to 4, you can put it in there.
You need to charge for your services. Your services.
Awesome.
But so this all goes back to the proposal that we had out on the county board floor for how many $1,000s, and is it necessary, right?
Well, it was because we didn't get that, we started thinking, because we talked, what can we do in-house affordably, and we came up with this. So we've been using it in our department for 3-4 months.
Well, at least more than that,
yeah.
Probably.
And okay. And then now what we'd like to do is leverage this for other departments, and we're talking about putting it on a phone so you can check the car in, not from the parking lot, because you walk out and go which one's available, get the key, and then we know what vehicles are driven. And we know, you know, with Andrew looked at them all, we know what vehicles are driven and what vehicles aren't driven. But they save them for whatever reason. Eventually, maybe we can eliminate some. And that's...
How difficult would this be to roll it out to other departments?
Not hard. Just get buy-in.
So, can we bring this up at the board meeting, or is this something? I mean, maybe not this next one, but in the future, I think these are the kind of things that we need to share that are being done that would be for anybody, whether it's a county department or an elected official.
And this does do, you know, the oil change is the most important, per se, you know, necessity. So you put that in, and when check-in, check-outs occur, they send automatic emails to the first line of defense, which is Trish for us, so she can get that scheduled. And then if it falls, you know, deeper into the mileage, it starts going to other people. Here's the admin page. So you have the vehicle. If you click on the vehicle, this screen's rolling off for some reason today. Here's all the check-in, check-outs for the people. You can log the maintenance and any reservations. The next addition will be the gas. I found that database last week, so I have not done that one yet.
So let's say 911 wants to use this. How easy would it be?
So here you click Add New Vehicle, and for them logging in, their department would be locked. You know, it would say 911. You don't have a choice of adding it to another department. You can put the year, make the model, color, start mileage, all this data here, and the highway gas IDs for the pumps out at highway.
So they could basically, the key issue is going to be them populating the database to get their information in there. Can they put security on it to track it themselves? I mean, because the fear, like everybody else, is what's that?
We have to add the first person for them.
But after that,
system, they should be able to do it themselves.
I mean, that's the issue, right? Nobody wants to share their data.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
But if they have a means to track it, I would think it would help them in their job.
Yeah, it's all internal in the databases now, so, you know, once you put the vehicle in, you can start check-in, check-outs, and mileage logs. But you have to have a vehicle in the department to get started, and we have to put the first user in. Administrators are per department, so here's our list. So, basically, there's three levels. When car checks in, checks out, I didn't know a better name right now. So Trish is our first line, the three managers are the next, and Rob would get the last email. And you can add records, add a new administrator pretty easily. And this does check the department for who's, you can only add people that are in your department. So that one's locked.
We need to verify too that they've got a driver's license through the county. I've taken the county driving course.
Yeah. So that would be Annette thing. We'd have to get with Annette. And she could update that record in this system instead of some other system. You just have the ability.
Or you can cross-link it off HRMS or off the new HR system.
Yeah, because that's where they're
going to
monitor it.
No, that's in the cloud.
From there to be.
Oh, yeah.
That's in the cloud.
The cloud.
I highly doubt that we could get a generic user to log into there and pull back that information.
So the question is this going to go to everything under the administration?
Well, you guys are our committee. We look to you for guidance. We'd like to use it. Under the county for sure, and then elected officials too if they want it. But we need to show them the value. I think the easiest place to roll it out would probably be with facilities because we already have a good working relationship with them. And then maybe is he still here? I thought you left. I thought you left.
Chose your words well.
Yeah. So how long have you been using it? Just.
Since we got the Impala originally.
So when was that?
It was rewritten once multiple cars came in.
A couple months?
Oh, it's for the Impala, it's been probably 9 months.
Oh. Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't know if there's some, you know, a report or something that it's tangible that you can show.
You can show them when we first log out, couldn't you? When it was made.
So do you intend to have all the vehicles under administration or just the floaters?
Whatever they want, basically. The idea was we had a clipboard, and I'm like, we're the IT department. Why are we using a clipboard to sign cars in and out every day? And me and Dave talked over a cup of coffee. And
so, Rob, does this look like something that would be useful and beneficial to you?
Yes, to track the how often a vehicle is being used. We have vehicles that are 15 years old that have 12,000 miles on them.
So then that would lead me to ask the next question. Is that vehicle absolutely necessary?
Well, the vehicle I was referring to is the box truck. And we just had a new painter come on, and we have set it up to where that painter can use that box truck.
And again, that would be the next step of questions is, okay, so we've had it for 10, 15 years, and it's got 10, 12,000 miles on it. Do we really need that? And if it's a special purpose vehicle, then maybe the answer, maybe yes.
Yes. Penske. Yes. Okay. And like the dump truck, we use it daily, but it goes a quarter of a mile. It goes from the jail to the loading dock, and it goes back and forth, and you have to have it. We have salt vehicles that have 30,000 miles on them, and they're 20 years old.
Sure.
No, again, it's just I'm just but looking at it from your perspective. Is it something to be an added benefit for you to
it'll be a
report
benefit.
And chart your metrics
I
to
would
make
like,
assessments with?
On mine, I would like to have, I want to know, my guys are moving amongst buildings all day long. And with the work program system, that's the one thing I want, is for them to tell me which building they're at. So that's going to be my GPS to say, okay, well, they've been working on the boiler for 6 hours down at Wood River, then they came back to Edwardsville, and they worked on something else for an hour, whatever it might be. But our guys work away from the office a lot, and the GPS portion of that would have been nice, but I understand why it's not needed for every department. So I'm hoping that I can somehow get that put into my work program. But if they're signing a work program and they're saying I'm doing these five work orders, they're going to have a location on that, so I can track what the guys are doing from that. So, but it will be helpful, absolutely.
And if you have cars that don't need checked in, checked out, there's that mileage log that they can just report their mileage on a certain time frame.
If we have reminders for maintenance, that'd be humongous.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can add other stuff, but oil change was the easy one to
write.
Well, what's the sheriff doing with all these vehicles to track?
Don't know yet. It's constitutional office, so we haven't talked to them.
Some of the vehicles, like the box truck that doesn't get moved, I bet you the oil hadn't been changed on that for over a year at one time. Now we're trying to, whenever the vehicle thing came about, we started putting it on a rotation. What's that?
Good stuff.
Thank you, Dave.
Any other public comment? Linda? Amy? Okay. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes from last month?
So moved.
I was not here, so I figured no need to miss Chrissy.
Yeah, I was sick.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The purchase orders are going around. I looked at them in the email.
I did.
Had you guys already looked at them? We're going to come back to them?
I did, and I had a couple of questions.
Okay.
I'm assuming the $128 chairs are what we're sitting in?
Yeah.
Can we get $100 back on each one of them?
Can we get a cushion for each one?
I like them because it makes people move the meeting along.
It's really comfortable. Actually, camp out.
And that vehicle, we already discussed that too, didn't we? That $5,000.
Yeah, that was one that we purchased from Community Development Weatherization.
I have to apologize. That's my department's fault. We're just behind from your end, and that's why you're seeing all of these old purchases.
Yeah, okay.
It's just a matter of data entry, getting caught up on it. Compared to your end, we were short-staffed, and
Linda's actually down here too to discuss the VMware, which is up next.
Okay. So could I have a motion to approve the purchase orders?
So moved.
Second.
And Brad?
Yes.
Pam?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
And I say yes. And on to the purchases of VMware.
Is that not included? I don't. Did I not send that out when I did
it? It wasn't included. We didn't have it beforehand.
We got it late.
That's me. Sorry. I actually come to grovel. What happened was this purchase was supposed to be made last August. It wasn't made. We did all the paperwork, went to committee, got all the approval. It fell through the cracks. It never got, the order never got placed. So luckily in the meantime, they didn't disconnect our service. We had service this whole time, but Chris had found out in January, hey, we didn't re-sign up. So then whenever I went back to the company to get bids to get the price, they said, okay, now we have to have a reinstating fee, which cost, well, it's a 14-month contract now because they want us to pay for those 2 months of service that they did provide for us, and we do deserve, you know,
did we have any calls or anything during that time?
During that 2 months,
no. No service?
Well, I had one about 2 weeks.
But there's been no disruption in service, so we do owe them that 14-month contract. But what happened is, because it's our fault, the reinstating fee of $2,000 and some change will have to be paid from my department.
Did any? They never sent us a notice that it expired or?
No. It was more. I got a phone call in January, basically asking about the renewal. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's already been processed. And, you know, like we brought it to the committee, had finance approve it, and
And he brought it early in August. I mean, yeah. It should have been done a long time ago, and it was all completed. It was just
so we have a true up. We got to pay the true up, and there's an additional penalty on top of that.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing business with them?
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I tried. Chris tried.
Bruce tried too.
Yeah, we tried.
We all just said, but it's evidently from VM, the manufacturer. That passes it on to, you know, SHI, which has to pass it on to us. Let me tell you, we've tried hard to make this go away because it's not a little chunk.
So all three providers would charge us that mm-hmm. renewal
yeah.
fee?
Yeah, yeah. You can see CDW and Insight also.
We do that to our customers too.
But
we go whack them if they don't pay the bill.
They usually get around it. We tell them we're going to charge them, but we don't.
What?
My software bank. Penalties
yet
too, so
yeah.
It's sort of common anymore. They
just
give you maintenance until you pay.
Well, and I'm not done. I mean, I'm still going to work
elsewhere.
On them until the very end.
You didn't
end
pay for 2 years, you owe 2 years back.
Well, that was
a lot of money. Does it say anywhere that you will be penalized if you fail to renew in a timely fashion? You know, I don't know. I haven't even looked at the contract yet.
Yeah,
but that's a good point.
I think we look at the contract yeah. before you just pay it, because I...
When's it due?
I mean, how much time do we have to pay this before
VMware's
we get
pretty
another?
Big company. I don't think they...
Until board. Until next
time. We do the same thing to our customers. So. But.
Well, I've got to call into our guy's boss's boss, so I'm going on up the chain to...
I would just look at the contract terms. I mean...
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe I'll call you and
help.
Okay.
If you didn't do that, people wouldn't have any motivation to pay their maintenance. They just wait until they have a problem, and then they true up. And if there wasn't a penalty, they'd all do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'd cross their fingers and hope they don't need any, you know, any support.
Well, it would be worth looking at just to know for next time. That's
absolutely.
All I'm saying is I don't disagree that there's probably something in there, but I'd like to...
I will. I'm still working on it, but I didn't want it to go another month without reassurance and securing our service with them, because it's scary. They're a huge service for the infrastructure. I don't know. That's way over my head, that tech stuff.
Yeah, that's a critical part of our infrastructure.
But like I said, the extra
reinstating fee will come out of our budget. And the person responsible has already been held responsible. It's a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Things happen.
I didn't shoot her, hang her outside or anything. But
it won't happen again, right? I'll learn quick.
Yeah, especially when it's this big of a hurt.
Okay.
Okay, give it to me, Brad. I see you boiling over there. Come on. Give it up.
I got nothing.
Yes, you do.
Any more about the VMware? No? Your motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Brad?
Yes.
Ann?
Yeah.
Chrissy?
Yes.
And I say yes.
And again, I apologize.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Linda.
Have a good evening.
And we have no resolutions. So we're on to manager reports.
You want to talk about your project?
Sure. We've started 2 weeks ago beta testing the new TimeFlex system. So it's been going pretty good. We're still going through some bugs. But other than that, we only had one or two people through the whole 2 weeks forget to clock in or out, so that was good.
In this department.
In this
so
department,
so you're doing
yes.
The beta testing here?
Right. So, yeah. I've been working with Craig. I know that he had me do some, Q&A questions that I had that I found, and so we're going through those, and it seems to be going pretty good. I haven't really had too many people complain. I think it's going pretty good.
Cool.
The nicest thing about it, I think, for most people is the ability to request time off and get an instant answer because you get an email about it and you don't have to track down whoever it is that approves it.
What do you mean?
Well, like if Tricia wants off, I'll get an email that says time off request.
Uh-huh.
And then you go into Paycom and you look at it and approve it.
There's a calendar. You can request it through a calendar or, a prompt that you put time requests off. And it's, I know a couple people, there's an app that you can use, and a couple people have used it, like when they're sick. So they've gone in and put their time request off saying they're sick.
Yeah.
So if someone forgets to clock in, do you get an alert, or does an alert pop up? When they remember, they have to go in.
They have to go in and ask for a punch change request, and then that alerts me, and then I can accept it.
You're the only one that can. And then you say, "Were you here at that time?"
I can. Penny Chrome is like my backup, but then the manager, like their supervisor manager, can also approve it too.
Okay.
You have to put in a central location where they. Right.
I've been putting the signs on the door.
But
everybody's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you have anything, Chris?
Not really.
Okay. Well, you guys met Joe, which we're very relieved to bring him in because Eric Ryan resigned and we had 2 weeks to find somebody.
Where did you find Joe?
I read every resume on Indeed and saw that he worked at Scott Air Force Base as a network admin, and he lived in Highland, I think, and said, well, he's probably a contractor, and reached out to him, and he came in and interviewed, and yeah, and actually Jamie helped out too. He was on the phone screen because that's super important. We could not take our time to find somebody. We had to find somebody. That was my main goal. We are interviewing a junior systems admin tomorrow.
Yeah, that's correct.
We had extended an offer to a guy that would have been a perfect fit, but his company offered him a little bit more money, and he decided to stay there, which, under old business, the Office 365 is delayed because we don't have the guy to implement it. The guy we're going to be interviewing tomorrow is familiar with implementation, which is one of the reasons why we're picking him.
How many open head count do we have right now?
Two.
What's the other one?
Systems admin, junior system admin, well, actually three, public safety admin, which we have applications for the junior public safety administrator, and we'll be doing those interviews probably Thursday this week, I guess.
Yeah, anticipate Thursday.
A lot of interest in that.
for manager reports? Any other old business? Any new business?
I was just down here. Rob and I had, we had a discussion, and I think we were going to try to put this on the agenda, but it didn't get on this one. It was just involving the cameras in our office. We have video cameras in our office, in our vault, and they are old. But when the crew of techs down here left, and some of them left, they left with the password. And I know that Chris has tried many different ways to try to break it open and break, I don't know what that means, but break the system open basically so that we're able to get into it. And it's just not, it's not, we're not capable to do that. So IT, Rob and I talked, and said, split the cost maybe on that. And the costs are actually, they've gone significantly down for these types of cameras than the original system, so about $1,400. But I just wanted to bring that up.
So the five people that left that have their own company?
Yeah, so, hey, Chris, you got a sec. So,
is
in
it
a
five?
Nutshell, here, if I can tell you, can you explain to them the difference between the Ocularis system and Amy's system and why it needs to be junked?
Yeah, well,
it's junk, but it was working.
Yeah. Amy's system's more just a centralized camera system. It's analog cameras. It's not even digital. Basically, like, we do not have the password for the system.
Who has it?
Trust me.
We don't.
We've reached out. Yeah. We reached out to the previous people. They could not recall what it was. I reached out to the manufacturer. We deduced who the manufacturer was, and we reached out to them. Well, it was a generic model and everything. So they actually said you need to reach out to the, the distributor. So I reached out to the distributor, and they pointed the finger. So it's just like basically the short story is, there's no way to get back into the thing to make it usable in a way to actually access the video. So the thing is effectively useless.
And we know it was old. We know it wasn't digital. It was just analog. But in light of the budget cuts that we had recently experienced, we were going to keep on using it as long as possible. So that's just why I bring it up here, because of the cuts that we've had to our budget. And I just want to let everyone know that that's why we're requesting this additional equipment.
I guess my more important question is, how are our passwords now being recorded?
Good question.
If a bomb went off, how would we recover all these passwords? Who all can get to them if something happens?
I can get to them.
Well, but
if you go, though.
No,
we have glass packs in a safe, too.
Yeah, no. It's,
but this was not a network device. This was under, this was like a home unit, basically. Up there in Amy's, and we didn't know about it until it broke. There's no wiki on it or anything.
Yeah, there's no documentation whatsoever for it. I've come through all the passwords. It's not in our password list at all. So.
I like your question.
Yeah, I'd like to. How are all these passwords that we have now being stored?
They're stored in a safe.
A physical safe?
They're stored in a physical safe.
On paper.
And who has access to the physical safe?
On paper
and
a flash drive. I have access and Rob has access.
But I theoretically have access.
I do not
have access. I mean, I can unlock the safe and get them. Sure. I don't have any of them memorized. So, because I need to have a barrier for purposes just like I've been going on. So I can't log into stuff other than my email. It's the only thing I can log into.
Okay, so if something, and God forbid, happens to Chris,
then I'd go unlock the safe. I have a combination to it.
And Dave or somebody, no?
I don't know.
Never had it. There is nothing.
How do we, those are the questions that I think we all need to ask, right?
Yeah, well, it's best practice is glass packs. That's what you do. That's root for every device that we have. So you rip them open, and it's a password that's made, sealed in an envelope, put in there, and then if you ever need to get into
it. I don't even know what they are.
Or anything.
I mean, personally. Like, I don't have a memorized. Like, for example, like the domain admin password, I don't even know what it is.
Right.
So.
But again, I would think that we need to have access and a protocol for backup or somebody being able to access those in a situation like this, even if it is digital or not digital. It doesn't say that.
I mean, but if both of you guys got hit by a truck, we need to know how to get to the passwords.
That's why we're trying to get backups. Sysadmin in here as quickly as possible because we know that and we're aware of that. And he can't go on vacation and get married if we don't have anybody in here.
You're right.
Yeah. We'll hold off for you. No.
You'll be thanking us later for delaying this.
That's a good excuse. Somebody told me that.
Same. I'm giving advice.
So where is that going to go through, the purchase of those new cameras? Going to come through
we'll
here?
We'll price them, and then, like we bought them for animal control, we'll get a price for them and then shoot them to her.
We've already got bids. It's $1,400, so
yeah,
it's not a lot of money.
Like
and they're useful. I mean, we keep an eye on what people do in our vault. We don't want to mess with our records, so, and our front counter. So, yeah, I think what we agreed to is you would go ahead and purchase them, and then we'd figure out a way to reimburse you the half.
Have you thought of any other departments that might need to be looked into that might have those kind of things and, like, get the password now before they die?
And someone honesty, gets fired. And it was unusual to find that out.
No, I meant that when the cameras die, not the person.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I'm not planning on dying.
I meant, like, the equipment. Is there any other old...
No, but we should probably do a sweep of all the buildings. I thought we had. You know, we did it. It's called discovery. We did discovery. Didn't notice that because it wasn't networked.
In your steering committee meetings, just bring that as an agenda item that you came across a situation. It doesn't matter where it was. You don't need, just say we came across a situation and want to make you aware of it. Just make sure you have backup passwords for those key systems. Or, you know.
Yeah.
Good point. I like that.
And by the way, I'm thrilled that you're having those meetings. I think that was a.
Any other new business?
No, my father's out of the hospital.
Oh, good news.
So he was in there for 29 days.
Wow. Glad to hear that. No new business, no executive session. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
We're adjourned.
Thank you all.
Thank you.